Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Just look at the past month. Don't just look at the past 3 months. Look over the past year or past 2 years where you were and look at the big picture. Yes, you've had some, but look how far you've made it and really put it in perspective. And they'll sit back and think, like, gosh, 2 years ago I was just, they're like, I wasn't thinking of it. Like, and I know myself, and I'm preaching to myself because we are so in the hustle and we're like,
true.
This is now, but last week, this, but if you really look back, like, whoa, we were in competition with Adidas. Like, that's
crazy.
Like, yeah. You see, like, there's two ways, like, this sucks, that we should quit. No, that proves you guys are going to be doing huge things because you're already competing with them and they pretty much almost went with you.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about that a lot too, just. And I didn't used to think about it too much, but my business partner, Daniel, he's really helped me, you know, over the years with this, is like you said, looking at the big picture, because when he told me, Nate, in 2 to 3 years with $0 startup and no marketing, we're a six-figure company. And I'm just like, wait, what? Because I was so, like you said, in the hustle, I was working so hard. And then whenever he has meetings with people that are successful entrepreneurs, and he says about what we built, you know, the amount of income that we've been able to, establish ourselves as. And people ask, oh, so how much did you start with? And we're like, zero. And they're just like, no, you're kidding. 2, 3 years?
That's what people don't understand. They were just talking about this on something. They're always like on Shark Tank, the investors and all that. And they're like, I got a $15 million, I saw someone else that I've, Gary V. I don't have time to watch a lot. He's like me, I learned he had so much more about business. People don't know I have, and I saw some more and I'm like, yep, I love it. He knows leader, he's so many, I respect him a lot. He's got so many levels. And I heard him talking recently about something on, just what you were saying on investors, and so many people are saying, they were like applauding for every company and they're like, we started so and so and we raised $15 million and blah, blah, blah. Okay, and he's like, no one asked how much has your freaking company made? Because right now you've borrowed $15 million or you've gave away all these percentages of your company, but you've made nothing. And they said, one person got on and they're like, we don't really have any investors, but we made 80,000 this year. And everyone was like, ah. And that's the only one that should have got the applause, because they're the only business that's actually made any money. And people get it so twisted. It's not about, oh, you got, okay, great. What? Okay, it's so easy to spend money that's not yours and
absolutely.
Not, but when you have your own blood, sweat, and tears in it, that's dollar for dollar what you guys have continued 3 years in to build, and people don't want to do. You gotta make less for a while to keep building it, putting it back in, building it. Then after 10 years, it's a multi-million dollar company, and everyone says, I want to be a business owner. I want to have a multi-million. It is. It's true, because that's
absolutely.
What they see. That's why I have this show.
Yeah,
it's to let people. It's the real talk of all different parts of the journey. For people to know, like, okay, this is real, and look at you guys have done a lot in 3 years, and now, your book, you're gonna let them know that you have coming out, before we finish, and now you're heading to L.A. Now that's where your business partner lives, right?
Yep, downtown Hollywood.
So, and obviously, you guys can continue to run it. Without having to be in the same physical space.
Yeah, that's how we've done these past 3 years.
And traveling and successfully. But I love this. You also, you'll have a whole other level of that being connected, but you're also at a point where you're like, I'm just taking the risk, I'm going, and you're also seeing the potential of your other passion, which builds off of this, is speaking, inspiring people, changing lives around the world. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just know who you, and I know you have your own, but you want to influence, you want to help as many people possible, I can see. And you're like in the proximity principle, I'll be closer to the like John Cena. And Nate has a podcast, and we'll be sharing all your information, and you're really going to be wanting to listen to it one more soon, because in LA, you're going to be grabbing different celebrities and trying to do these, will be doing, even if it's 30 seconds, and he's going to be getting them, share a little story behind the story. Then it's going to lead, it's going to be so cool to be watching this. And I want you to share two things before we finish. Three, first of all, your book, and we'll have everything in the links to the show. The billion, all the billionaires you met with, and the fear you were facing, and the John Cena story.
All right, so we'll go with the first one. The book is called Success Secrets for the Young Entrepreneur, and I'm basically, you know, going through, again, you know, with myself growing up, kind of what we talked here today with, just some of the things I've been through. And then also, most importantly, because I feel like in books, you know, people really give a lot of stories and a lot of wisdom, but I actually give you some action steps to take.
Yes.
So maybe it's on travel hacks, you know, how to travel for maybe cheaper, or how to get, you know, free flight miles and things. I actually give you tangible steps.
Nice.
On how to go through all these different things. And of course, I talk a little bit about,
I love the, you know, travel
fears,
hacks,
success, and all that other things, but I give you actionable steps in this book, which is cool.
And you're sharing what you've lived.
Yeah.
And I know you've lived it, because we've been talking for a long time, and that's not even, you can get so much more substance and in depth, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. And we'll have the link to your book, and when this airs, people can get it from the link. Is there, you're gonna have a promo or anything? Is it on Amazon, or are you gonna have a promo at first?
Yep, yeah, I'm gonna have a promo. It's gonna be on Amazon. We'll attach all the details in the bio for sure for you to. We're gonna have it for pre-order for a couple weeks.
Awesome.
And then we'll be shipping copies out, I'd say, about a couple weeks after.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. I love it. So everyone, support this dude. Get it. You'll love it. He's doing awesome stuff. He's gonna share these other two stories. Also, we'll make sure your Instagram, your business link, so people can really understand more of what you're doing, because he's doing it the right way. And you wanna grab them now before they're huge and they're doing bigger than Adidas, and you have to have $7 million just to hire them. You can still afford it, and they'll over deliver. So you better do it now. But Nate, you were telling me pre-show, that's why I was talking, about you got a meeting with a billion dollar company?
Yep.
And was that to try to sell them your guys' product of doing like their social building? Was it building the business and marketing?
Yep, straight up marketing, branding, and podcasting.
So, explain the setting of this. What's you're going to, you're 22, 21, you and your partner,
yeah,
and you're going into this billion-dollar, I think you said it like Bruce Wayne,
yeah,
style,
Bruce Wayne,
boardroom. What's it like walking in here? What are you guys thinking?
It's funny, Daniel, he actually made it after we did our meetings because he had flight delays, but our other partner, Blake, it's funny, I'm 22, 21, and then 20 years old. Blake's 20.
So I love it.
You got a 22-year-old, which is me, a 20-year-old going into this this big building, and they have tons of these across the world. So we're in our Uber, and we're driving up, and I'm like, goodness gracious. I'm thinking, being from a small town, I'm thinking something's kind of smaller, you know, but this thing's huge. It's got, like, glass all around it. So we go into this place, first things first, you gotta go through security. So we gotta go through security, and then we go up to the room, and they're like, okay, we got everybody in there, you know, just do your thing, and it'll be good, you know? So we go into the room, and I kid you not, Mark, there's literally a wooden table. It's like you got two sides, and then the one side that comes, you know, like that. And we got to go to the front, and there's slots filled. There's about 10 to 12 people in the room.
Yeah.
And we had to get up, do our speech, and I kid you not, it was like Bruce Wayne getting up and doing his speech in front of like Gotham City and Wayne Enterprises or something. It was that kind of atmosphere. And we did it for about an hour, 15 minutes. And
I love it.
Yeah, we crushed it. But it was quite the experience, because I've never done anything in terms of that atmosphere before. But just doing that definitely helped.
And you have to do these things afraid. Yeah. People think, but Nate must not have been feeling that but he had been to so many, so at this point he was. No. You're like, holy crap, I know how it is. You shouldn't be here. You're not, you gotta just keep doing it while you're afraid. Like, people want to hear, but again, it's like faith without action is dead. The action part, you can't just be like, make the fear go away. Nope. You do it afraid. That's what makes you courageous. That's why I say fear is a good thing. Without the fear, you wouldn't have the courage.
Right.
You get it by doing it the same time afraid.
Yeah.
But then it builds confidence. Actually, we need to write that down. That's a good equation.
That's a quote.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that should be the name of this show. I'll have to remember what that was. But like, it does, because then people see you more confident. And I love letting people know confidence is a muscle. You're not born with it. So you do that terrified, you're shaking, and you're like, well, I remember at the Airbnb when we were sweating, like, we got through that, yeah. We can get through this. Each little thing builds a little more. It's like you got your little highlight reel you can go off of, you know?
Absolutely.
And so you got through it, and I love that story. Did you end up getting them as a client?
We're still negotiating, actually.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That's Bruce Wayne. Hire these guys.
We're out here, Bruce.
We won't tell who the real Batman is. Don't worry. I love it. I love it that you got the fact you guys are doing that. You know what I mean?
And just to fill in real quick, Mark, that was off of a relationship of a current client that we already had established.
Yes.
And I had her on my podcast, which led to that.
What's the people ask all the time? What? How do I monetize my pod right away? I have commercials now. I've had sponsors at times. There's times I've made not, but the ROI from the relationships I built with guests, the conversations I've had, the people, all of you that it's helped, is my ROI. But it's not just one thing that's what people need to understand. It's not just the podcast. It's not just Instagram. It's not just it's everything. It's the calls. It's over delivering with this client that talked to this one that got, maybe just got them on the show that got them. But the thing is, you don't see it all. So it can feel like I'm doing all this. Why aren't I seeing it?
Right.
But the thing is, you're building it. And that's where it takes faith. Mm. Because something you did here could give you something here, but so many people give up in between because you Absolutely. Don't see it in between.
Right.
That's just so real. And now you're on your way to LA. I see you're here. Like, literally, his car's packed. I've been there. I remember when I went from Colorado to Ohio. LA is more exciting, though. It's a cooler story. Yeah. But your car's packed full. I saw that. I smiled. I'm like, I love it. You're going out there. And it's going to be so cool to see, like, the next level of where these adventures continue. And before we get off the John, speaking of L.A., John Cena's story. You were there, the never give up guy. Love you, John Cena. I didn't even grow up watching wrestling. I saw his thing on YouTube later on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was awesome. But I've learned to respect anyone that's made anywhere, because we know how hard you have to work just to get into rest, then to get into where he is in acting.
Yeah.
And everything is so much harder than anyone will ever know.
Yeah.
But an example, you see him in LA, talk about grinding. He's squatting. What'd you say? How many plates? Oh, like, for real?
He had like 8 plates on there. Like, and that's 8 on each side.
Beast.
Yeah. It was crazy. But yeah, I saw John Cena in Equinox Gym. And that was actually in Vancouver when I saw John Cena.
Oh, in Vancouver.
But just with me traveling, I mean, I was going to move to Vancouver first, but I decided LA just because of the opportunity and connections.
So was that just, you guys were just going there? Was that, he must have been doing something on location or whatever?
Yeah, we later.
But he wasn't in like a private, was that a public, but people weren't bothering him and stuff really, other than you?
It's
just
funny.
Joking.
No, it's funny, Mark, because the people in Vancouver, because once we took a photo with them,
oh, they like, might not have known who
was that? Thinking, man, come on, Canadians, let's go.
Really?
Yeah, like literally, some people just didn't know, which was one thing. Or second, people were probably scared to go up to them.
Or the members maybe thinking, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So people were just maybe
they were unaware of it. So, we had a client that was in there, Equinox, for this, because I know you said about the privacy. You know, you think he would do that? Equinox, you know, it's at least about a $3,000 a year gym membership. So it's pretty expensive for like just the somebody that, you know, is in the average workforce or something. So we saw him in there and we were getting ready to work out and one of our clients comes up to us. He's like, yeah, did you guys see John Cena? And he's a joking client typically. He's like, you see John Cena in the corner?
So you were just thinking some buff dude that...
Yeah, we're just thinking, oh, okay, you must be pulling our leg. And then Daniel and I, we look and Daniel's like, because Daniel followed him growing up. I didn't really follow much of John Cena. Daniel's like, dude, that's John Cena. I was like, yeah, we're doing the leg press machine as well. He's on the opposite end. We're on the other end. And Daniel's just like geeking up. He's like, I can't believe this is John Cena. And I'm like, man, yeah, it's John Cena. And long story short, before we head out, because we had to go to a meeting, I was like, you know, I'm going to go up and say something to him. And Daniel kind of edged me. He's like, go do it, Nate. So I went up to him and I was like, and this is going to be exactly how I did it if you're viewing this from video. I was like, excuse me. And he was sitting drenching in sweat, just finished his workout. I was like, excuse me, are you John? And he's like, yeah, that's me. And I
if you ever see his stuff, that's classical. I could just see him looking up.
Yeah, it was like talking to a boulder. And
like not even be, that's just him. Like just, yep, that's me.
Literally. So I went on my spiel and I said, I wasn't like a fanboy. I was like, you know, I told him, I was like, John, I just want to let you know, man, I've been following you for quite some time, watching your movies and everything, your motivational videos. And I just want to let you know, man, you know, you really inspire me. I actually own a business and watching some of your content has helped me.
That's cool.
Along the ways. And once I said that, he's like, he paused for about 3 seconds and said, well, that's the sweetest thing anybody could ever say to me.
That's awesome.
And I wasn't expecting that. And I was just so thrown back. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Like, I appreciate it. And I was like, do you mind if we could take a quick selfie? I mean, John Cena, for crying out loud, who wouldn't take it, you know?
That's
so
awesome.
I hurry up, get my phone out. You know, he shakes Daniel's hand and I'm trying to take the selfie. I'm over here shaking up a storm. Again, you don't have to be perfect, right? You just got to take it.
Exactly.
And just that moment alone, just because that was my first ever occasion, Mark, besides like E.T., but beyond like meeting
besides
an actor.
Besides being right here with Mark Menard.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Menard, of course, you know, it's our first time meeting, by the way, you know.
I'm being stupid.
But that was my first time meeting somebody of that level.
Yeah, no, that really, yeah, there's levels, yeah. And he's made, no, for like for real, he's, I respect him. Yeah. He's made it to it through hard work, and I love that he also does the motivate, like, he's doing stuff that helps. He's funny. He's like, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's cool though, and that's why I like you going to LA and the idea of that can bring me closer to there's a way. And hey, you got to be willing to make a fool. Some of them might be like, screw you, okay, get it, okay.
I don't care.
We both said I already hit up Sylvester Stallone. I want you on. Come on, man. Rambo, Last Blood, are you kidding me? I love it. And also, his story behind the story, too long to share now. We will when you're on the show, Sly. Let's do this. Of having no money, starting Rocky, selling his dog. That's why I respect. But that's the type of stuff you'll be able to connect with people you may get one out of every 50. Who cares? You get. But I love that idea of doing those things, because there's not too many like getting that part of the stuff. There's the paparazzi and all that, but who cares? Like, we can see pictures of anyone anywhere.
Exactly.
But getting a quick little minute, and then it would, and you're taking the risk, but you're seeing the opportunity also within the opportunity of the company that you have too.
Yeah.
So like, you're seeing the bigger vision. There's like levels to it. I love it, because like, my brain goes that way. I'm not saying that we're normal, but I love that we're not, because normal sucks.
Absolutely. And just to add on to that, like, you just need that one person to say yes to make a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, just think, John Cena, Sylvester Stallone comes on this.
He will be.
You know, like, that explodes it even more. And then you have his network to work with, and then people see, you know, Mark with Sylvester, Sly.
Whoa.
I just love, because I see so many of them on the interviewers asking them the same questions, yeah. And I'm like,
it's awful.
I want to ask, dude, let's talk about, like, when you went through this a week ago, what, I know you still have fear. I know, it's just stuff that people be like, what? Yeah. And it will help them be like, man, he goes through that. That's what it's about. And him being able to open up about something he's never shared. That's what I care. It's like, wow. That's what my mission is. Because the more I've got to know other people at so many levels, they go through the same. And it's to give everyone else hope. It's not easy. It's not, but they didn't just go through it 40 years ago. They still go through struggles like everyone else. And they still are pushing through it, making freaking Sylvester Stallone. They, people that talk about him, if you watch just anything, they're like, that dude works. Like, what was the one with Schwarzenegger, all those alpha, what was the movie? He's the Expendables.
Yeah, yeah, the Expendables, Chuck Norris and all that, I think so.
They're like, out of all those beasts in there, still Sylvester Stallone was like, let's do the action scenes. Throw me, hit me harder. He broke something, a freaking part of his spine or something.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
That.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And they said, he was like, I don't care, be hard on me. And there was someone on set, like, out of all that, like, he just was like relentless, like, in a good way, like, just right. Still just grinding.
Heck yes, that's just the load. I mean, come on, Rocky. Boom.
Respect. It's the story behind the story. So, listen, everyone, we'll have all the everything in the show notes of how to get Nate's new book.
No, by the way, it's free, by the way. Just wanted to put that out there.
Absolutely. And we'll have the link. You'll have a direct link, right?
I got you. Yeah.
And we'll paste it right in. We'll make it easy. Because we know, like me, if it's more than two clicks, like, come on, you lost. We'll make it easy. Your show, your podcast, are you keeping the same name in LA, or are you going to go with a
name? Same name.
What's it called right now?
The Roots of Success podcast.
The Roots of Success.
Yep.
With Mr. Nate the Great Peterman. We'll have the direct link for that. Also your company.
Yep.
Anywhere where people can reach you, your Instagram, all that good stuff. And this has been awesome. I mean, like, to sum it up, start when you're 17 is a good thing, but hey, really it doesn't matter where you are, how old you are. The truth is, if you start to follow what Nate's saying, take the risk to invest, to get around some of those people where you want to go, be willing to look foolish to get to great, be willing to overwork, overdeliver, and also the humility comes before honor. Work hard where you are, and know this, it's never too late. As long as you're breathing, as long as your heart's beating, it's never too late. Colonel Sanders started KFC in his 60s. It's never too late to start not giving up. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond. Thank you.